Flower Market by Ethel Carrick. Flower Market presents an impressionist rendering of a Parisian scene in this work in oil on wood panel from 1907. The work measures 35 centimetres wide by 26 centimetres high and shows figures rendered in thick, swift brushstrokes who wander through the open-air market in the afternoon sun. At the painting's left, three female figures are most readily discernible. Two are dressed in ankle-length frocks with long sleeves and high collars, and they stand facing each other. One cradles a bouquet of pink flowers in her arms, and the other seems to admire it. The third woman strides past them, dressed in a long black frock with a white petticoat and bonnet, likely a maid or servant sent to fetch fresh flowers for the house, returning with a basket brimming with green foliage. Each woman is painted without detailed features, their faces a daubed oval of flesh-coloured pigment, an approach typical of the Impressionist movement in Europe with a focus on colour and form over distinguished features. In the bottom right of the image, loosely painted bouquets stand displayed in white vessels, wares for sale. In the mid-ground, manicured street trees cast shade over a crowd of shoppers and merchants who blur and melt into each other. A borderless crowd, punctuated by brightly coloured clusters of orbs, representing different flowers for sale. In the background, the afternoon sun catches the pale beige render of a Parisian street front, and a dim alley leads away from the market. Born in England, Ethel Carrick was among the first generation of fully trained women artists to emerge from the Slade School of Fine Art in London. In 1902 or 1903, she met fellow Impressionist painter and Melbourne expatriate E. Phillips Fox during a sketching trip to the artists' colony at St. Ives in Cornwall. They married on the 9th of May 1905. Following their marriage, Carrick and Fox often worked alongside one another, depicting images of leisure and people walking in parks or gardens or gathering at the beach. These are frequently small, spontaneous works painted en plein air on their joint travels.